Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Derrick Henry, of course, is the Tennessee Titans running back.
We were expecting a Durham before, right?
Yes. You know, had an amazing second half of the season, and he joins us now. Derrick Henry, of course, running back for the Tennessee Titans, here on behalf of FedEx to announce a $10,000 donation to the USO on behalf of the 2019 NFL draft class. Derrick, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Man, everything is good. So lots to get to. Appreciate the time, as always. What was draft day like for Derrick Henry and his family?
A lot of fun, man. Anxious and excited, and just couldn't wait for my name to be called.
Was the process something that you enjoyed, like the questions and the workouts and the meetings? Like, did you enjoy that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, it comes with the territory, so you know, you have to enjoy it. You know, just embrace it. You know, have fun with it. You know, you don't get this chance for so long, so you got to have fun with it.
What advice would you give these young guys, Derrick?
You know, take it all in. You know, enjoy it. Have fun with people who support you, you know, to get to this moment. And, you know, and just be thankful, man. And, you know, live it up.
What changed for you? Just sort of going back to last season. I mean, one of the great runs we've seen by a back in recent history in a half of a season, man. What changed for you at the end of the year that sort of allowed you to sort of go off the way you did, man?
You know, like I said, during last season, you know, I just had to, you know, evaluate myself, my plan, you know, at the beginning of the season, throughout the season, and, you know, I just had to play better, you know, be more physical, be a more efficient runner, be a better consistent player, and that's what I focus on.
Derrick, for a guy that's broken off a ton of big runs, have you ever given, you know, have you allowed yourself a chance to just kind of look at that run, which only Tony Dorsett's the only guy that's done it, 99 yards for a touchdown, and kind of, I mean, are you in awe when you watch yourself? What's it feel like when you watch yourself in that run? It's one that'll go down in history.
Oh, yeah, man, I've seen it, you know, after the game that night, you know, that was kind of crazy because we had talked about it in the huddle before it happened, actually happened. So it was just crazy. But, you know, I've seen that run quite a bit since then, so I've seen a lot.
No doubt.
Did you ever have a run like that in high school, man? I feel like you just dominated over everybody in high school. Was there more runs like that when you were in high school?
I had a 98-yard run. I think I had like a 91 in high school, but it wasn't as, you know, stiff arming, and I think I had the 101 guy, you know, ran the rest, but other ones weren't quite like the ones against the Jaguars.
Derrick, I got to ask you this, man, just as the fan in me. When you're stiff arming Boye like that, are you talking to that fool as you're doing? Are you saying, get off me? Is it just silence when you're running? You know what I'm saying? You don't hear anything, you're not talking? Are you telling that fool, get off me, as you are delivering the stiff arm?
Yeah, I'm just living the stiff arm. I mean, if you want to run with a corner, especially in the running back's eyes, you don't want to let a corner, one guy, bring you down. So I definitely want to, you know, deliver a blow or, you know, a stiff arm just so, you know, get that guy out of the way, continue running. But, yeah, one-on-one with a corner, the running back can take it all day.
Obviously, you're not thinking about this, like, while you're, you know, heading to the end zone, but afterwards, like, is it sweeter that that run came against Jacksonville, who's obviously in your division, and they sort of had this reputation as big talkers and and a good defense? Was it that much sweeter for you that that run came against that defense?
No, I didn't really look into it like that. You know, I was just, you know, happy that we executed the play, and, you know, we talked about it and we actually did it. So that was the main thing about it. I didn't really care, you know, if it was against Jacksonville or against anybody. We did our job, you know, we got a touchdown, and, you know, we won the game. We were happy, you know, with the result.
Derrick, what you got against Jacksonville, man? Because I looked at your high school record. I think it's, well, I know you rushed for 510 yards. I don't know how that happens in a game, but you did it against a team called Jacksonville Jackson. And then, you just set your rush record against the Jaguars. Like, what is it about Jacksonville, bro, that you hate so much? You kill.
I mean, I guess it's, like, everybody has that good momentum against that one team, I guess, is a good attacking deal, you know, and hopefully it continues to keep going.
Do you remember that 5-10 against that Jacksonville-Jackson team? Like, what is a 510 rushing yard performance in a high school game? Like, what is that? How do you even do – how many carries was that? Do you remember that game?
Yeah, I had a lot of carries that game. You know, I definitely remember that game and that night because we had played them the year before, and I didn't have my best game, and I wasn't happy with that game. So, it was my senior year. I couldn't wait for that game, and I was looking forward to having a great game and, you know, going off. It definitely went the right way that night.
We are, of course, talking to Derrick Henry, running back for the Tennessee Titans, here on behalf of FedEx to announce a $10,000 donation to the USO on behalf of the 2019 draft class. Speaking of the draft class, you do have an Alabama running back in it, Josh Jacobs. Mm-hmm. Is he the best back in this draft, according to you?
Yes, he's the best back in the draft. And don't forget about my boy, Damian Williams. He can do it too now. But, yeah, Josh definitely is the it's a whole package, you know, that you will look for in a running back, you know, during the draft. You know, he can do it all. So I'm excited for him. I expect him to get picked tonight.
For you, obviously, you know, you're a player on the team. The Titans have a first-round draft pick. Do you sort of get involved with that, like what they need, what you'd like to see? Do you have an opinion on what you'd like to see the Titans take in the first round, a position or anything like that?
Oh, no, it's just Dre Robbins. He'll do what he needs to do and make the right decision for the player that we need to help us. So, Dre Rob, you know, I trust him, whoever he picks tonight and, you know, whoever we select.
Derrick, is one of the winners of the Doak Walker back when you were in college, do you have a vote in the Doak?
I don't think so. I haven't really, like, got that into it. I might, but I'm not sure. I don't think so, though.
I got you. I didn't know if you were familiar at all with the guy that was up for it here in Memphis, Daryl Henderson, who's looked at it. He's like, some think maybe late first, some think second or third. Didn't know if you're familiar with him. He was up for it, lost it to Jonathan Taylor. Didn't know how familiar you might be with Daryl Henderson.
I don't think we could. I'm not sure about the voting part, but I've seen him and seen a couple highlights from past dude, man. Really good running back, I expect him to get picked, you know, early too. If he don't go in the first round, then he should be going by the second round. But yeah, I've seen some highlights of him. That dude can fly.
No doubt.
For your running back.
No doubt. And then last thing, Derrick, I mean, what can people expect from the Titans? You guys are always so close. You're always right there at the end of the season. You know, tough sort of end to last year. What can people expect from the Titans next season?
No predictions. It's going to be better than we were last year, man. And like I said before, we got some great additions, you know, added to the team and building on this team chemistry. And look forward to having a great season.
No question about it. Derrick, man, always appreciate the time, man. Best of luck. Appreciate it.
All right, thank y'all.
Yep, he is Derrick Henry, running back for the Tennessee Titans, here on behalf of FedEx to announce a $10,000 donation to the USO, again, on behalf of that 2019 draft class. So very cool gesture by them, of course. He's, you know, listen.
It's the Florida high school record, 510-yard performance against Jacksonville Jackson.
Jacksonville Jackson.
That season, by the way,
yeah,
he ran for a state record, 4,261 yards and 55 touchdowns. He holds the record. I told you guys this off air, but our listeners, maybe the Titans fans that know him well might know, he holds the record for all-time career yardage as a high school running back, 12,124. Imagine running for that many yards.
That's insane.
I didn't know it was possible. But again, when you're running for 510 in a game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Again, if you're a Jacksonville team, you got no chance against
them. No. That is true. He killed the Jaguars last year.
I think it was
twice.
238 in the one with the 99.
Yeah.
238,
And then the other one, I think he had a good game, too. I think he just owned Jacksonville.
It was 238 and four TDs, including the 99-yarder. A record that will never be broken can only be tied.
And let's be honest, that 12,000 yards ain't going to be broken either.
I don't think that one's ever going down, bro.
And it's in Florida, too, by the way, which all they do is produce football talent.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and think pretty impressive.
You're talking about 6'3", 247 coming at you, and it ain't just a big load. It's a big fast load. You understand what I'm saying? Like he runs violently, and if I'm the Titans, I'm giving it to him as many times as possible.
Yeah, and that's what they plan to do. I mean, that's what
they
said
they need to do.
You know, That's what they say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.